Okay, friends, this is Bill Brumby here on RepublicRadio.org. My show, ProActiveNews.com, is 2 hours every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 Central Time. Well, actually not from 8 to 10 Central Time, 10 to 12 Central Time. I'll get it straight there sooner or later. And also, I'd like to say hi to Ralph, who called, old-time listener. I'm getting his phone number. I'll give you a call after the show. Okay, Art, what do you want to talk about now?
Okay, a book, The Plot to Seize the White House. It's not a new book. It came out in 1973. And within 10 days, big business interests, the government, and the American Legion, strong-arm methods, descended upon all the bookstores in this country, took all the books off the shelves, took all the books out of the schools and out of the libraries, brought them to New York, and had a bonfire, a big book burning. This was called Our Reichstag, and it took place in 1973, within 10 days after this book was printed. The original Reichstag in 1933 was Adolf Hitler's book burning. And I hear everyone always talk about the Reichstag in 1933, but they don't realize that America had its own Reichstag in 1973, 40 years later. Now, this book was never printed again. They took it off the shelves and would not allow the printing. And it has recently been printed again, and it's being printed by Net for Truth. Telson, USA, the Reverend David Todeschini. That's Todeschini, the web pastor. And his ministry number is www.net4truth, net4truthusa.com. And his online store is www.telsonusa.com, and his bookstore is www.lululu.com/net4truth. That's the numeral 4, N-E-T 4, truth, T-R-U-T-H-U-S-A. And this book is available, and I'd like to read you his commentary for having this book printed. And prior to its republication here, this book, written by the late Jules Archer, The Plot to Seize the White House, was almost immediately banned from the bookshelves by the U.S. government and the corporate political powers that be, which are exposed herein, and very few original copies remain. Lacking distribution and a market in which to sell, it quickly went out of print. They have become collector's items like scarce comic books, valued for their rarity, not for their content, treasured for their value as rare, and sold on eBay for hundreds of dollars in sealed plastic jackets, never to be opened and read again. Copyrighted under the former copyright law, the copyright has expired, and therefore there is no monetary incentive to revive the book, and it had been consigned to the dustbin of great literary works until now. We feel this book is important for every American to read, especially those among us that hold on to a belief that our federal government is a benevolent government and that the politicians we allegedly elect to office have the best interests of their constituents in mind. This is the reason we've taken the time and effort to faithfully reproduce this great work using modern desktop publishing, print-on-demand, as well as e-book publication. As you read this, we at Net for Truth /Telson USA have ensured that this book or copies of it will forever remain available to Americans who have a constitutional right to read it. Since the copyright of this work has expired, you may freely copy and distribute this work as you wish.
All right, well, we're going to pick it up after the break time here. We'll be right back. Bill Brumbaugh and Art Bernkopf bringing you the proactive news here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Yeah. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Okay, friends, I'm going to read an ad, but before I do, I want Art to give out, again, the name of the book and the website.
Okay, the name of the book is The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. The Plot to Seize the White House. Now, the website that you can get here, www.net4truth, net4truth, USA.com. Also, www.telson, T-E-L-S-O-N, USA.com. And the bookstore, their bookstore is www.lulu, that's Lulu, .com/ net4, Truth USA, Net for Truth USA, or you can, hold on, you can email Pastor Dave Tesherini, and he'll get your email. It's Dave, D-A-V-E, at net4truthusa.com. And I think it's a nominal amount for the book, very nominal.
It's a great book, too. I know I've got a copy of it. It's, like, very, very powerful.
If you've never read anything before, this is the one book you've got to read.
Yeah.
And well enough said, the book is going to speak for itself. Its message is one that every American should read and receive with an open mind. What's contained within these covers is true. It is empirical fact. We have redesigned the covers, increased the font size, and repaginated the text to make it more readable, corrected typographical errors in the original text, and added footnotes to clarify certain words and topics that younger Americans may possibly be unfamiliar with. We have also reproduced the text from the website that explains why we believe this book should be read by every American who loves his country and his freedom. Other than that, this book is a verbatim, word-for-word reproduction of the original with no content editing at all. And in accordance with Title 17, USC 107, the material is distributed not for profit to those who have expressed a prior interest in receiving the included information for research and educational purposes. Minor revenues generated from the sale of this book will be reinvested for its promotion and to try to help defray the cost of the service, the server bandwidth to promote it and have it distributed. Net for Truth / Tulsa USA has no affiliation whatsoever with the originator or the material, nor is Net for Truth Tulsa USA endorsed, compensated, or sponsored by the originator, author, or original publisher. Now, this is directly from the website. And this is a long, long website here. HTTP colon two slashes forward plot to seize the White House. plotseizethewhitehouse.net/truthusa.com. This is directly from Dave Tedeschini. When I was a young boy, I'm now 57, my late father, who was an immigrant to this country, United States of America, from the village of Trento, the town where the movie The Sound of Music was filmed, told me the story of his trip by ocean liner to the shores of this nation when he was a very young man. He quickly became a naturalized citizen and subsequently served in the U.S. Army's 100th Infantry in a fight against the dictatorship he feared and fled from. That was almost 80 years ago. My father told me that as a young man, naive and inexperienced, he had a gut feeling about the Germans and the political rising star, Adolf Hitler in particular. Well, everybody who has even picked up a history text knows the legacy that this demonically possessed madman left in his wake, and fortunately for him and for me, my father listened to his instincts and fled his native Austria while flight from the region was still possible. Little do the American people realize that the demon spirit of the Nazis is far from dead. Their philosophy is nowhere near being eradicated from the souls of some men. Indeed, the spirit lives on and has contaminated this government. In fact, the White House is currently occupied by descendants of the same people who assisted, aided, and abetted the Nazis during World War II, and doesn't take much research to find that out and validate it as empirical fact if you have access to the Internet. The Nazi mentality subnom has infiltrated our schools, our courthouses, our prisons, and has even influenced the Supreme Court. Little and little, as Plutarch once said, it has affected our very thinking until we no longer think like Americans of the America that once was. The America that once promised to be the shining beacon of freedom, that shining city on the hilltop that everybody sought to emulate. Because of our collective lack of vigilance, we have allowed ourselves to become complacent in the acceptance of lies, half-truths, and outright propaganda because we have not risen up in the outrageous anger against it, because we have not held individuals in the government responsible for protecting our God-given rights. We find ourselves in a post-9/11 state of denial and in a condition that can only be described as spiritually dead and willingly ignorant. We believe by ignoring what we know in our hearts with our deep-down instincts to be true that the evil will just go away. It's not going to go away. We believe that because we survive by doing nothing the first time and that the key to survival is to repeat our inaction. This subconscious mental reasoning is precisely the same reason that an abused spouse cannot bring herself to end an abusive relationship and endures beating after brutal beating until ultimately she ends up being murdered by her abuser. You can read The Battered Spouse and the Abused Child, name of a book. I don't have the author. To the reversal of that trend, I have dedicated this part of the website at Net for Truth USA. In fact, it is a subdomain to all its own and is mirrored in several other places on the Internet as well. This part of the site deals with the suppressed book, The Plot to Seize the White House by Jules Archer. Although the book is no longer in print, the copyright has expired under the old copyright law, and the author is deceased. Nevertheless, what is contained within his pages is as relevant today as it was the day the book was published. As important today, if not more so, for the American people to know it was when the events therein described happened. The book is factual. The events actually took place. And if an attempt at a White House putsch did not succeed, it raises questions about the success or failure of subsequent attempts. Was the JFK assassination an attempt to again seize control of the White House? Did it also fail, or were we just led to believe it was something else? Or by not revealing the possibility that it never happened at all? Far be it from me to draw your conclusions for you. What I'm doing here is merely presenting the evidence, evidence so damning and disturbing that the powers that be in the government have done everything in their power to keep you from learning of it. This book exposes one attempt in detail and illustrates to the reader something that perhaps is out of the realm of things one thinks about when pondering our constitutional republic. But the possibility that a silent coup d'etat in our own government happened exists nonetheless. There is an overwhelming collection of evidence to suggest that what we should fear most is not being revealed to us by the mainstream media. You bet they don't. And indeed that the mainstream media is merely an extension of the forthcoming techno-Nazi dictatorship that is still, as of this writing, in its infancy and cutting its teeth, so to speak, on the false flag operation, terrorist attacks of 9/11. And the sad part is the American people, not knowing their history, are letting them get away with it all over again. For this book is the true story of a remarkable American who, during the early New Deal years, was sought by wealthy plotters in the United States to lead a putsch to overthrow the U.S. government and establish an American fascist dictatorship. According to retired Representative John W. McCormick, former Speaker of the House, if the late Major General Smedley Butler of the U.S. Marine Corps had not been a stubborn devotee of democracy, Americans today could conceivably be living under an American Mussolini, Hitler, or Franco. An ironic aspect of the conspiracy General Butler unmasked is that few Americans have ever heard about it or even known anything about the general. And as children, all of us were taught about the treason of Aaron Burr and Benedict Arnold, whose betrayals were safely cobwebbed by the distant past. But school texts that deal with the New Deal are uniquely silent about the powerful Americans who plotted to seize the White House with a private army, hold President Franklin D. Roosevelt prisoner, and get rid of him if he refused to serve as their puppet in a dictatorship they planned to impose and control. And there's strong evidence to suggest that the conspirators may have been too important politically, socially, and economically to be brought to justice after their scheme had been exposed before the McCormick-Fickstein Committee of the House Un-American Activities Committee in the House of Representatives. The largely anti-Roosevelt press of the New Deal era scotched the story as expeditiously as possible by outright suppression, distortion, and attempts to ridicule General Butler's testimony as capricious fantasy. Smedley Butler's whole life, however, was proof that he was a man of incorruptible character, integrity, and patriotism, with a deserved reputation for bluntly speaking the whole truth at all times.
All right,
he was named by Theodore Roosevelt as the outstanding American soldier.
All right, President, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a minute. This is Bill Brumbaugh of the Practice News here on RepublicRadio.org. We'll be back right after this break.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, we're back. I want to read an ad that I got. Evidently, we've got a new sponsor, hempusa.org. It's not what you think, folks. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on the earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana, and it is certified THC-free. THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced reasonably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be the greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org. Call 908-691-2608. Folks, I know hemp is a great product. I've taken it before, despite the fact that I got in trouble because It was called THC positive. It was not. It was THC free. And hemp is actually a real good product. I hope and pray that maybe people listen to this ad and get a hold of the product. Again, 691-908-691-2608. All right, Art, let's continue on, please.
Okay. I want to have one little word before I get on to some important veteran stuff here. Actually, caring for veterans should be viewed as a continuing cost of war. And the congressional attitude has got to be stopped. That their attitude is dead veterans do not collect benefits. This is the attitude of Congress. And this is what we all have to contend with. Congress's attitude that dead veterans do not collect benefits. Now, this is unbelievable. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, she wants a windfall tax on retirement income. Now, this woman is a nutcase. You're not going to believe this. Madam Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants to put a windfall tax on all stock market profits, including retirement fund, 401ks, and mutual funds. Alas, it is true to help. All to help the 12 million illegal immigrants and other unemployed minorities. Boy, are we in trouble. This woman is frightening. We need to work toward the goals of equalizing income in our country and at the same time limiting the amount the rich can invest. When asked how these new tax dollars would be spent, she replied, "We need to raise the standard of living of our poor, unemployed, and minorities. For example, we have an estimated 12 million illegal immigrants in our country who need our help with millions of unemployed minorities. Stock market windfall profit taxes could go a long way to guarantee these people the standard of living that they would like to have as Americans." Send this idea on to your friends. I just did. Anyway, I don't have anything in the stock market.
The illegal alien count is closer to 30 million.
That's right.
Bill. 12 million, it's like bull crap. It's not just a Democrat issue, it's a Republican issue. Everybody seems to be doing everything they can to help illegals. What about the people who were born and raised in this country? What about the people who had relatives who died?
You know, we could solve this illegal alien problem immediately. Ship them back to where they came. No ifs, ands, or buts. We have enough just trying to keep Americans in this country employed and able to survive what's going on with big business and the oil companies and getting ripped off left and right by our government. We have enough to worry about that we don't have to take care of all these illegal immigrants that are coming in here and are welcomed by open arms by big business because it's a cheap source of labor. Get rid of them. Dump them. Get them out of here.
Well, it's like the fact is they have that new thing come in where the illegal aliens will be driving trucks that are major pollutant. It's like we pull stuff off the road left and right on a daily basis. Yet the fact is that these trucks from Mexico that are coming across the border are totally polluting.
Exactly.
They're unsafe. And it's like, I think it'll cost many American lives. I really do.
Well, in keeping with this, I got something which has crossed my desk here. T.O. Sturtevant, Tiger Top. Hold on. Subject, hindsight, illegal immigration. I have a big picture here of Geronimo and three of his Braves all holding long rifles, and it says, "Homeland Security, fighting terrorism since 1492. Ask the Indians what happens when you fail to control immigration."
Yes. Yeah, no kidding. It's like you end up, the Indians have been more poorly treated by America than anyone else. It's like they've been horrible. It's like, unfortunately, now they've loosened the laws. It's like they're letting their gambling go on. It's like, it's just horrible. But the thing is that up here, we have Indian reservations. Like, they basically don't come into town. Why should they? They haven't made on the reservation.
Yep.
We'll be back in a moment. It's the Proactive News on RepublicBroadcasting.org. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Great.
No kidding. All right, friends, we're back. Art, you have an article by Galloway you want to read.
There's a commentary, The Disgraceful Treatment of Our Veterans, and it's in the McClatchy newspapers by Joseph Galloway, Joe Galloway, who is a great writer, I'll tell you.
Actually, the movie We Were Soldiers,
yes.
Once and Young.
Right.
It was actually called We Were Soldiers, but it was based on the book We Were Soldiers, Once and Young. And Galloway is a wonderful writer.
Oh, he's great. And McClatchy News Service is the best friends the veterans have amongst the media.
Absolutely.
McClatchy Newspapers. As you do your holiday shopping this year, and think about a big turkey dinner and piles of gifts and the good life that most Americans enjoy, please spare a thought for those who made it all possible, those who serve in our military, and the veterans who have worn the uniform. There are some new statistics that give us reason to be ashamed for the way that our country has treated those who have served and sacrificed for us. Those statistics, damn the politicians who start every speech by thanking the troops and veterans and blessing them. They indict our national leaders who turn up at military bases and the annual conventions of veterans organizations and use troops and veterans as a backdrop for their photo ops. An average of 18 veterans commit suicide each and every day of the year, according to recent statistics from the VA. That's 126 veterans who kill themselves every week, or some 6,552 who take their own lives each year. Our veterans are killing themselves at twice the rate of other Americans. And one quarter of the homeless people in America are military veterans. That's one in every four. Is that ragged man huddled on a steam grate in a brutal winter a Vietnam vet? Did that younger man panhandling for pocket change on a street corner fight in Kandahar or Fallujah? For the past 4 years, the VA has been insisting that it's doing everything it needs for the nation's veterans. That's simply not true, particularly when it comes to the VA's treatment of mental health issues. As my McClatchy colleague, Chris Adams, has reported in a series of groundbreaking news stories this year, the VA mental health system, even by its own measures, wasn't prepared to give returning veterans the mental health care that they need. The experts say that between 20% and 30% of all troops returning from combat duty in Iran and Afghanistan may be suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. But many of the VA hospitals don't have the special PTSD programs that experts say are vital. Soldiers returning from Iraq are allowed to slip unnoticed into their old lives, and neither the Department of Defense nor the VA does anything to monitor their mental health. The VA keeps telling Congress that all is well. That's not true either. As Chris Adams reported, the VA has been using fudged or inflated numbers to do so. And after years of promising that it's getting a growing backlog of disability compensation applications under control, things actually got far worse this year. No matter whether they've been wounded or need follow-up care and support, or whether they're coming apart at the seams and feeling suicidal, they sometimes must wait months for an appointment to be evaluated and treated at VA medical centers. The same people who don't blink at spending $3 billion a week on their war of choice in Iraq were the ones who cut the VA budget and privatized maintenance at Walter Reed Army Hospital and opposed every attempt to expand benefits for veterans old and young. They're the same people who turned a blind eye as their corporate sponsors and private donors looted billions of dollars from the Treasury with no compete contracts. We're talking about Halliburton here and other companies and the oil companies, and bloated bills for everything from food to the troops to fuel for their tanks and trucks. As a wave of wounded troops suffering brain injuries from the blasts of roadside bombs and landmines poured into military hospitals, these people, posing as fiscally responsible budget makers, were cutting in half the money spent on research into brain injuries. These frauds, who love to pose as wartime leaders, sat back and did nothing as a cruel bureaucracy sent out bill collectors to harass double amputee veterans for thousands of dollars because they neglected to turn their armored vests. To turn in their armored vests and other gear to the supply sergeant after they were blown apart on the battlefield. They did nothing as the Army became ever more conservative, even stingy in the number of injured and wounded soldiers it judged worthy of full disability pensions. Soldiers who suffered brain injuries and PTSD so severe they couldn't function were put on the street with a 30% disability pension, $700 a month to support a wife and three children. Neglecting our war veterans and the widows and orphans that result from our wars is as American as apple pie. It's nothing new, but in the past, we always waited until after the war's end to forget those who fought the war. This may be the first time in history that we began to neglect and forget our troops during a war. All of this is shameful. Shameful for a people whose freedom and prosperity rests on the back of those soldiers, but who have forgotten them so completely they haven't held their Congress and their president responsible for this stain on our honor. The next politician who shouts, "God bless our troops," ought to be tarred and feathered and ridden out of Washington on a rail for sheer hypocrisy. And that came from Joe Galloway in the McClatchy News newspapers. And God bless you, Joe.
The fact is that only one industry medically has thrived during this time. That's the ability to put on prosthetics.
Yep.
And that's now, it. The rest of the soldiers are getting put on the street, as you mentioned. Look at our homeless population. How many are ex-military? How many?
One in four.
It's just disgusting.
One in four, Earhart. By the way, this new guy that they picked to run the VA, the new secretary of the VA, if I hadn't mentioned it already, he came out of the corrupt QTC Corporation. That's the corporation that's ripping off the American taxpayers for $495 for physical evaluation instead of $89, which is charged to the government if it's done in a VA hospital by a VA doctor. It goes to the QTC Corporation, which was one of the companies owned by Mr. Anthony Principi, a former secretary, who quadrupled the contract between his own company and the VA to the tune of $1.2 billion. He actually quadrupled the contract and picked himself up from his company a $250,000 bonus check for doing this. And then Nicholson, the one who succeeded Mr. Principi, followed suit the same way that Principi was, but not on as grand a flair as Principi did. And now we got the former General Peek, who was the former Surgeon General of Walter Reed fame, who is now there, and he says he's going to increase it from $1.2 billion to $2.5 billion. But he's had to resign from the QTC Corporation because of a conflict of interest, but you can bet they're still paying him. Now, this is an attempt.
Or they will be paying him when he goes back.
Yeah, this is an attempt. An attempt by QTC Corporation to privatize the VA with the help of putting people in who are from their corporation as the secretary of the VA. They want to privatize the VA because they know there's a few billion dollars in benefits around there, so they want to put it in their pocket rather than in the veteran's pocket where it belongs. And I'll tell you this, in Washington, you may not realize this, but here's the ground rules. These are the ground rules they play by in Washington. Now, you never mind that these particular players are Republicans. I guarantee you the Democrats play by exactly the same rules, and those rules are to deceive the American people at all costs, no matter what it takes, to lie, to cheat, to steal, and then deny, cover up, and delay. And when will it ever stop? You know what I say?
Please tell me.
Erect the guillotine. Storm their Bastille. March the perfume princes, that's the bureaucrats and Congress, march them up the steps for their final appearance. That's when it's going to end, when we do something about it.
Well, I'm afraid it's going to turn to physical violence, and that should be avoided if possible. But they're pushing us to it. We have little or no choice now.
Exactly. It's come to that right now in Washington that the people of this country have got to do something to protect themselves from these thieves in Washington. Because if they can pass some of the laws they're passing, the people of America have no protection against this.
Well, it appears to me that perhaps we're getting ready to go from the largest prison country in the world to perhaps the deadliest country in the world. It's like the fact is, remember the pet food scandal that went on, and everybody was looking left and right? It's like the fact is there was probably 40,000 pets that died.
Yep.
40,000. And we heard there were 1,600. Bull crap.
Sure.
I called around and checked with news services around the country. And it's like, you know, since that time I've used dried food, I've gone with a special dried food, which seems to be pretty good towards my cats. But the thing is that nobody watches out for us. The government certainly doesn't. Otherwise, why would they be bringing the Veterans Disarmament Act? I want
to know. Right.
Because the fact is people start dropping left and right from violence from criminals.
They are frightened to death of veterans in Washington. And they're frightened to death of guns. And veterans that have guns, they are doubly frightened. This is why they're bringing this out. I think they're starting to see the handwriting on the wall.
Well, I think the handwriting's been on the wall for a while because they're the ones putting it up there. I really do. They don't seem to have any consideration for anybody outside of their own fetid political wanton realities. That's it.
And if the gasoline prices keep going up like they are, people are not going to be able to drive to work. People are not going to be able to go to the store shopping for food. There may not even be stores. If the trucks stop running, then the food stores close.
Well, it's like so much of the food is going to be going towards producing gasoline with the whole crap over the ethanol nonsense. You know, I've been finding gasoline and stuff for years. It's like I was on the list from the – I was called when I had friends in the FBI and CIA, the fact is I was told that I'm stirring up trouble with the wrong people. It's like myself and about three or four others pretty much single-handedly stopped the whole ethanol scam. It's like, and what's been the result? It's like, the fact is our reward has been, it came true anyways.
We've got to put a curb on these oil companies. We've got to pass a windfall profits tax, a tremendous windfall profit tax. You know, they're hoarding the oil. They're not releasing it because they're hoarding it because they know they're going to keep raising the prices. So they're creating a shortage that doesn't exist.
But it's like it makes them money. That's what they're interested in. The fact is that this stuff is deadly. It burns the range. It causes such a detriment as far as the fuel that they can say, well, we want 40 gallons. You know, it's like we want this, we want that. They can't get it because the ethanol causes an inferior burning of the fuel.
You know,
so it's like, what do we do? We just stand back and let them do it, or do we fight these guys? We've got to.
You know, as a veterans organization, Veterans for Constitutional Law, we're not allowed to support any political candidate. We're not allowed to electioneer or support any political candidate officially. Now, officially, I don't. But I've just gotten this information on Dr. Ron Paul, who appears to be
the
only man with integrity who is running. And here's what it says. This is his record on health care. And this is a very important thing, health care in this country. There's too many millions of people who do not have health care. The federal government has turned a free market health care system that was once the envy of the world into a federally managed disaster. Now, mind you, I'm not supporting anyone. I'm not doing this as a plug for anyone. I'm just reciting the facts that exist about Dr. Ron Paul, who is a medical doctor. Few people realize that Congress forced the HMO system on us. Because our health care was once the envy of the world, it's now been turned into a federally managed disaster. Now, as a doctor, Ron Paul knows our health care system needs real change. Patients and doctors should be in charge, not corporate America, not the HMOs, and not the big drug companies and government bureaucracies. Certainly not government bureaucracies. Government health care only means long waiting periods, lack of choice, poor care, and frustration. And many Canadians, fed up with socialized medicine, come to the United States in order to obtain care. Socialized medicine will not magically work here. Now, it's time to take back our health care. And Dr. Paul supports making all medical expenses tax deductible, eliminating federal regulations that discourage small businesses from providing coverage, allowing you to use supplements and vitamins to stay healthy, giving doctors the freedom to collectively negotiate with insurance companies and drive down the cost of medical care, allowing patients to buy cheaper prescription drugs from other countries. And Dr. Ron Paul opposes the FDA's move for greater control over nutrients and vitamins and the directives of the UN's World Food Code. That's Codex, C-O-D-E-X. He authorized the Health Freedom Protection Act, H.R. 2117, to ensure Americans have access to uncensored information about supplements and natural remedies, and supports the Access to Medical Treatment Act, H.R. 2717, which expands the ability of Americans to use alternative medicine and new treatments. And he opposes forced vaccinations and mental health screenings of American citizens. What he says, Dr. Paul, is we must stop federal government interference with our freedom to choose what we eat and how we take care of our health. That's Dr. Ron Paul. As I said, I'm not electioneering for him, but he is the only one that makes sense.
Actually, I talk to people in the town, and everybody goes, who's Ron Paul?
Yeah.
The media completely cuts him out and censors it.
Oh, and purposely so. Purposely so. They don't want people to know about him.
Well, it's like the fact is he's run for president before. Most people are not aware of that.
I'll tell you, I wish he was running under the libertarian line or as an independent. That would make things a lot easier for me because I refuse to support either the Republicans or the Democrats. And you know that the Republicans are not going to give him their nomination because he doesn't stand for what they stand for.
Absolutely.
And, you know, people are traditionally are saying the only two parties are the Republicans and the Democrats. And I'm saying either way you vote, Republican or Democrat, it's strike three for America.
Absolutely. You know, there's other parties people are not aware of, like the Constitution Party, the Libertarians.
Yes.
Like, but the fact is Republicans and Democrats are flip sides of the same hellbound coin, in my opinion. We'll be back after this for the close. Bill Brumbaugh and Burn Club bringing you the Proctor News.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, folks, well, this is Bill Brumbaugh. Art Brumbaugh is my guest. I know we only have about 4 minutes left, so Art, take it from there.
Okay, we've talked about some veterans affairs, we've talked about some gun control, we've talked about some crazy people in politics, and Nancy Pelosi in particular, and some of the rotten laws that they're passing to take away veterans' rights and rights of every American citizen in general. And what I'm saying is, this is a plea. This is a plea to America and Americans. Step up to the plate. You're only going to win with a bat in your hands. Step up to the plate and be the American that you were given the right to be. Step up to the plate and do something for your fellow countrymen. Not just your veterans, but all your fellow countrymen. Do something to say, I'm not going to take this BS anymore. I'm going to do something. I'm going to be active. In fact, I'm going to be proactive, and that's the name of your program, the Proactive News.
Yes, like, well, you know, the fact is, I had mentioned it earlier, I got like four responses to an email. Send me the email about the Mexican trucks in the U.S. By the way, that was not a congressional decision. Bush overrode the Congress and brought it in. He did it totally unconstitutional.
You mean the Mexican trucks?
But it's 4 months old. And the fact is, Congress voted down because they followed the constituency who said, we don't want those trucks in America. The fact is that they were, Bush just said, to hell with you, I'm going to do what I want for my corporate buddies. What a scumbag.
Look, it was Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, that personally raised all the money from American and Swiss banks to finance the regime of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis.
Absolutely.
So he's got a background. He's got a background of that kind of nonsense.
Family history. By the way, before I forget about it and pass by the show here, give out your contact information again, please.
Okay, that's something I'm usually guilty of not doing it the right way.
I got to write this down.
Okay, I'm Arthur N. Bernklau. That's B-E-R-N-K-L-A-U. I'm Executive Director of Veterans for Constitutional Law, and we help veterans. We help veterans try to achieve their rights, try to achieve their disability pension, their disability compensation. We help them to try to get their schooling and try to get things done here with a government that is non-yielding toward veterans' benefits and sometimes can be very, very, very obstinate in denying of veterans' benefits. Call us. Contact us. My telephone number is 631-474-4261. We will try to help you. You can write us. We're at Veterans for Constitutional Law Limited. LTD would be fine. LTD, period. We're at 112 Jefferson Avenue. We're at 112 Jefferson Avenue in Port Jefferson, New York, 11777, 11777. And all your telephone calls and letters, I promise you, will be answered.
All right, well, thanks for listening, friends. I hope and pray that we're serving. It's like we'll be back next week, same time, same place.
And thank you for giving us the opportunity to be heard, and thank you and the good people down there at Republic.
All right. Well, God bless, folks, and thank you for being on, Art.
Thanks.
Take care.
With recent internet.